Hi there, and welcome to Voyage for the first show in 2024. My name's Keith Black. Jazz between now and 1 o'clock here live at CKUW. And I want to wish you all a very happy new year. It's almost, when you listen to the news or even just the last hour of Democracy Now!, happy doesn't seem to come into the equation very often, does it? But hope and our ability to get along with each other is not dead. So I wish you the best of the year, and I hope that it will turn out to be, let's just say, a little better for the environment and for the world than the last one has been, because it's been a little messy, to say the least. Be that as it may, the jazz world continues to deliver incredible music over a huge and growing wide range of music that is an awful long way from New Orleans in the 1915s or whatever. That is still not valid, but the explosion of different ways of experiencing jazz is not diminished at all, and the last year has demonstrated that. I played some of my favorites from the last year last week, and this year will be today will be not too many new stuff yet in 24, but there's still some great jazz to be had all over the range of jazz around the world. A little Reader's Digest version of what you're going to hear if you stay tuned for the next 3 hours. I'm starting with the great Toronto-based band called Peripheral Vision. This is one of my favorite albums of last year. I need to say that. Following that, an interesting album from the West Coast with violinist Josh Zubot, and I'll talk a bit about that when we get there. After that, the trio of Pilk Moutin Hoenig, the Jean-Michel Pilk on piano, François Moutin on bass, and Ari Hoenig on drums. Talk more about that as well later on. Following that, a brand new, came out in, I guess, late November, early December, great duet album with saxophonist Philippe Côté and François Bourassa. Very fine album there that you are hearing for the first time here on CKOW. Following that, my historical segment, and I was drawn to sort of to pull out this album, which I have sampled here before over the years. There's a lot of years now here in this show. There's almost 25, I guess. Anyhow, this is basically a locally produced album called Coast to Coast, which the nominal leader is Stefan Bauer on vibraphone. Stefan was at that point a resident of Winnipeg and a mainstay of the Winnipeg jazz scene. And there's interesting backstory, including the involvement of Maurice Hoag, who filled in for me a couple of months ago and did have a program here at CKOW and one of the best jazz folks in the city. I'll talk more about that later on when I get there, too. Then violinist Aileen Holmesy from her new album. And then a sample from an album I played a little bit last week, and I apologize for not playing the tracks that I had wanted to play because I ran out of time. This is also one of my faves of last year. Quebec pianist Gentian M.G. with a beautiful album, and she is a fine pianist, and it's I just love this album. That's coming up later on. Then the band called George. I don't know why it's called George. There's nobody named George in the band, and I'll talk about that. I'll just leave you hanging there. And then with whatever time is left, I'm going to play a little bit of a band called Sick Boss. I don't know why they come up with that. I just love that. Anyhow, there's the Reader's Digest version of the whole show all over the place today. Melodic, definitely not melodic. Small group, bigger group, you name it. It's all in here. So don't go anywhere. Anyhow, let's start at the top here with the band called Peripheral Vision. I've mentioned before that they have a great band, and they do a lot of touring as well as releasing albums. And I know that when they were in Winnipeg, at least one of the times, I guess now a few years ago, I did interview Don Scott, who is their guitarist and sort of their spokesperson often, and they had just finished a master's class at a local high school during the day while they were in town. I always really admire the generosity of jazz folks who share their knowledge and their interest with younger players. Anyhow, Peripheral Vision is Trevor Hogg on tenor. As I mentioned, Don Scott on guitar, Michael Herring on bass, and Nick Fraser on drums. Great band. Their latest album is called We've Got Nothing, and it's live, and it is sort of a little bit of a departure in that they really show some humor on a couple of their tracks, which you're going to hear in just a second, that I hadn't been aware of before. So to start today from We've Got Nothing, I'm going to play two tracks from Peripheral Vision. The first one is called Close the Paper and Play, and they're going to tell you all that very loudly as we proceed with this track. And then the second one is called Standing on 2 Feet. Here is Peripheral Vision.
Thank you.
Yep, they were cheering. That was Peripheral Vision, live at the Transac Club in Toronto. Apparently a venue that I hadn't really been aware of. I guess I don't know much about the venues in the GTA, but this one apparently is sort of a magnet for experimental and avant-garde and adventurous jazz, and that was live with the group Peripheral Vision. That second track was called Standing on 2 Feet, which... depending on where you're walking these days, it might be a bit of a challenge. So be careful out there if you are on anything where the slippery sections are under your soles. Anyhow, you're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM in Winnipeg. My name's Keith Black, jazz between 10 and 1 on Wednesdays, live in the studio. And we stream live at CKUW.ca, so that could be where you are picking this up. And we also archive our shows at CKUW.ca, so you could be listening a few weeks from now, which is always sort of spooky to think of, you know, but nonetheless. However you got to hear my voice right now, and hopefully not for much longer as I'll play more music, but welcome. And again, as I said at the outset, all the best for this new year. I hope that it brings a measure of peace from within you and going out to the rest of the world. A real change in pace again now with Josh Zubot from Vancouver. His, I think it's his father is Jesse, and he's involved with the jazz scene out there too. And he is involved on this album as well. This is Josh Zubot Strings, which is basically the name of the album. And it's called that because Josh plays violin and viola. Jesse Zubot plays violin. Meredith Bates plays violin and viola. Peggy Lee plays cello. And James Mager plays double bass. So there's a lot of strings in there, like all of them. And it's really interesting music. It's from, therefore, from Josh Zubot Strings. I'm going to play... The first track is called It 5 Plank or IT 5 Plank. Okay, I don't know. Second one is Rapid from Gone Thy Wisp. And then the third one is Beach and Car. That sort of is, at least is reasonable. It's when the titles are as adventurous as the music itself that it gets pretty exciting. Here is the Josh Zubot Strings. Thank you. that album has grown on me. It takes a while, even though I listen to more hours of jazz than you can possibly imagine. Hearing a group of violins doing these sort of avant-garde, sort of freewheeling, takes a bit of getting used to. And these guys are very good, and they play very well together. And the more I listen to that album, the more I like it. That was Josh Zubot Strings out of Vancouver, with a group of string players that really do a fascinating job. And I appreciate that album a lot. And it was, on Drip Audio. And Drip Audio is one of those labels that if you come across it, you can bet that it's probably going to be a bit challenging, and it's really worth the effort. Really neat. It's 10:39 Central Time here on January the 3rd, 2024, and you're listening to Voyage on CKUW 95.9 FM. My name's Keith Black, and as usual, I'll be here between 10 and 1 today and most of the weeks on Wednesday to bring you 3 hours of mainly contemporary and up-to-date jazz with a historical segment every week, most every week, that reflects just a part of the incredible variety in the jazz world. When I started this show, I thought I knew a fair amount about jazz. And what I learned very quickly is that there's an awful lot more to learn than I thought I knew. And it has taken me, it's been a learning experience nonstop since I started doing this program. And that's been one of the greatest gifts that CKUW has given me, has been the opportunity not only to share that, but to learn it myself. It's been very cool. Moving on now to a trio album with Jean-Michel Pilk on piano, François Moutin on bass, and Ari Hoenig on drums. The album is called You Are the Song, with U all capitalized, and it's really a very neat album. And the liner notes start, the first sentence on the liner notes, or first three sentences actually, are no rehearsal, no overdubs, not even a plan. Sort of sounds like my life is what it sounds like. Anyhow, what they make very clear is that they sort of settled on titles and then just let what happened happen. And the result is really very interesting and very good. I'm going to play three tracks that are relatively short, each of them three, four so minutes perhaps. The first one is the old bop tune Bemsha Swing. Then You Are the Song. And the third one is Searing Congress. Here is Pilk, Moutin, Hoenig, Jean-Michel Pilk, François Moutin, Ari Hoenig, You Are the Song with Bemsha Swing. Thank you. Three guys who really know how to play together and who do a fine job there. Jean-Michel Pilk on piano, François Moutin on bass, and Ari Hunek on drums from their album called You Are the Song. And they just do some great stuff, as I say, with no rehearsal or overdubs or whatever. They just play. And there's not a lot of... you could say there's a bit of cheek involved there, I suppose, but they just pull it off with great skill. 10:55 here in the Peg, Central Standard Time. My name's Keith Black. You're listening to Voyage on CKUW. Excuse me. Moving on now to an album that came out very late in the year that I think I mentioned. If it had come out earlier, I think it would have been on my top 10 list for the year, but certainly in the top list. But I didn't hear it until late enough that all my choices had already been wrung out of me, so to speak. This is a great duet release with Philippe Côté on saxophones, mainly on saxophone, although he plays piano and prepared piano on some tracks, and François Bourassa anchoring on the piano with his usual skill and competence. But this is not a conventional duet album in that they really experiment with a whole bunch of different moods and emotions. And there's very great chemistry here as well. Piano or prepared piano are some of the skills of Philippe Côté, and at least a couple of the tracks, the prepared piano is very obvious in its sound. But the album is called Confluence, and that has an obvious water reference and the confluence of various rivers and whatever form the centerpiece of the album. It's a five-part Confluence suite, and I am going to play the whole thing. It runs probably 15 or more minutes to do the whole thing, maybe a couple more than that. Maybe 18. Anyhow, the centerpiece involves specifically five river confluences. Where the blue and white Nile meet, the Ganges, Rideau Falls in Ontario, Montreal's Archipel d'Hochelaga, and our own Forks in downtown Winnipeg. I'm going to play the whole five of those tracks, and they really experiment very well using both tenor and soprano is predominantly Coté's instruments, but the there is sensitive acoustic playing and a lot of effects and a lot of the very appropriate use of either the tenor or the soprano. Very, very good. And I mentioned in my review that I'm writing now, that the album gets better and better each time you listen to it. These musicians are at the top of their games. I've always had a great respect for the music of François Bourassa and Coté, except I know Bourassa's music probably better in terms of number of hours I've listened to it. But this is a very, very good duet album. I encourage you to listen to it carefully. It's worth the effort. Here from Confluence is the Confluence Suite. And in order, they go, hang on just a minute here. There we go. First is the Forks, then When the Blue Meets the White Nile, then Ganges, Purification is the full title there, then Rideau Falls in the Ottawa area, and Archipel d'Hochelaga in Quebec. Here's Philippe Coté and François Bourassa, The Confluence Suite.